Marcia Halligan with the Peace Calendar for July 5th through the 11th. Stephen and I go for walks in the cooler times of the day. We notice small things like tiny butterflies, small pollinators, moths, and so forth. Flowers of many colors and weeds that go through phases of their lives. Some of the plants I use in my leaf and flower tea. Lots in jars from previous years. The eagles may be talking to each other, or one can be flying high enough to seem to touch the clouds. Birds sing, especially when we near them. July themes Ice Cream Month and Family Reunion Month. My son Ryan asked me to send a letter to my granddaughter Ava, working in Texas, far from Wisconsin or West Fargo, North Dakota. So I sent her a letter. Not a reunion, but a connection nevertheless. This calendar comes just after the 4th of July and Independence Day. The 7th of July marks Global Forgiveness Day. We should apologize to many countries that we invaded or bombed. In our own lives, we should recall all our actions that hurt another person or animal and try to remedy them. As we walk, I thank the creatures and carefully move past them. Rabbits sometimes jump aside or run ahead of us. In those cases, we turn around and go another way to avoid bothering them. Distant deer can race towards the woods. Recent rains helped the trees, many that suffered from lack of moisture. The trees show us that we can be grounded whilst also sending our gazes to the sky. Share your peace quotation, peace poem, or peace story by sending it to peacecalendar@wdrt.org. May we all experience the blessings of peace in our lives. Small things at wdi.org/peace-calendar.